Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Verse number 4, we see their peculiarity. And it was commanded that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, nor any green thing, nor any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God's in their forehead. Who are these people? We know for sure it's the 144,000. Remember? We read earlier that God sealed them, put the seal on them that nothing would hurt these 144,000. Why is that so important? These 144,000, we're going to find out next couple of chapters, are the first fruits. They're in their physical bodies, and they will never die. Never die. They're going to live forever in their physical bodies. Okay, we'll talk about that later. But anyway, and you're not going to hurt these. You mentioned the saved. The Bible doesn't mention, but I believe that if they're saved, that these demons will not be affecting the saved people. They're already under persecution and martyrdom from the Antichrist and the mark of the beast and all that. So I don't believe God would allow his people, those saved people during tribulation who are surviving to be, are you following? The Bible does not say. I just believe God would not allow them to be hurting them. Anyway, we'll move on. I don't know. And it was given that they should not kill them. They had the power to do it, but should not kill them. Remember, again, Job, remember, Satan came to God and God said, you can do anything you want, just don't take his life. Remember that? Same thing here. These demons could... I love this one. I'll never finish this. In the Old Testament, I forget where it was, just come to my mind. The army that had come against Israel, an angel of the Lord went that night and slayed how many hundreds of thousands of them? One angel slayed hundreds of thousands of them. And the Bible, I love this. The Bible said the next morning they woke up dead. I love that. Woke up dead. Hundreds of thousands. Of one angel. So don't tell me these angels aren't powerful. But God said, listen, you hurt them, but you don't kill them. So they didn't. That they should be tormented 5 months. That's the period. Quickly, verse number 6. And in those days shall men seek death and not find it. I've already mentioned that. The pain and death and desire to die. And look at this. And death shall flee from them. They want to die, but God will not allow them to escape these horrors. Now, after 5 months, we're going to find out, yeah, they're going to start dying. Because we see another horde, these other ones that come out. And by the time this next one takes place, in chapter number 9, it talks about a quarter. That means half of the world's population will be dead by the ninth chapter. Anyway, we'll go on from here. Verse, is this boring to y'all? I like this, man. Some of y'all look like a new calf looking at a gate, you know, don't know what. Dad, you say you don't know where to spit or wind your watch. You just... Anyway, let's go a little farther. Verse number 7, we see the appearance of these demons and the shape of the locusts were likened to horses prepared unto battle, and it gives the shape. Verse number 8, they had hair as the hair of a woman. That's why you shouldn't have long hair, man. Look like one of these fellas here. I'm just teasing, but are y'all happy this morning? Preacher, you're full of it. I know I am. Anyway, they had hair as the hair of a woman, and their teeth were as the teeth of a lion. They had on breastplates and all of this. In verse number 10, they had tails like unto scorpions, and there were stings in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And then verse number 11, that's one I want to get to. I got 2-3 minutes. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit. Again, there's some good men. I could name them. I have so many commentaries in my library at home. Half of them think that this is actually Satan, that this prince, but this is not Satan. This is another angel, a demon, who had fallen when Satan had fallen. And obviously he had some kind of high rank. Obviously, because the Bible says he's a prince. The king, literally king in the underworld. He's the big dog under there. It's not Satan because Satan is on this earth. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us Satan walketh there. He's like a roaring lion seeking whom may devour. Satan is alive and well on this earth today. He's not in the bottomless pit. One day he'll get there. Amen. Revelation 20 is going to tell us about that. When he'll be cast in there into the lake of fire forever and ever. He'll be in the lake of fire. But anyway, this is another angel who obviously has some kind of high rank that followed Satan, whose name in the Hebrew tongue is Abaddon. I tried to pronounce this. How do you say? I want to say Aladdin so bad. Abaddon. Yeah, something like that. And in the Greek tongue, his name Apollyon, which literally means destroyer. A destroyer. Boy, they're... Now I'll close with this. Hope you understand what I'm fixing to say and don't take it wrong. The devil's a good devil. In other words, he's good at what he does. These demons, they're good demons. They're good at what they do. He's a destroyer. He's going to wreck, along with these other hordes that come out of the abyss for 5 months. They're going to be good at it. Verse number 12. One woe is past, and behold, two woes more hereafter. And I have a note here. Two more to come, and you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm often, Joe, people, when I talk about it, it gets gooder and gooder. Well, it's going to get worser and worser. I know that ain't in the English dictionary. It's going to get, isn't that, that's not the word, is it, worser? No. We'll make one up. It's going to get worser and worser. You think this is bad? There's two more woes. Two more trumpets. And when that seventh trumpet sounds, whoa. I say whoa, literally. There's the seven vials or bowls of wrath that come through that seventh trumpet. And again, I'm glad I'm not going to be here. I'm glad I'm not going through any part of the tribulation. And it's not because of what I've done. It's not because of what I deserve. It's because of what Jesus has done for us. Amen. And by his grace. And if you never trusted Christ as your Savior, I plead with you to call upon the name of the Lord before it's too late. Let me close this. I got 30 seconds, okay? I told you last week about a fellow that was here during one of the things. He gave some papers to follow about some websites and YouTubes and all. One of those YouTube videos and some periodicals was what to do in case you miss the rapture. In that, people find Bibles laying around, or they'll remember Mama telling them about Jesus or whatever, and somehow they will trust Christ as their Savior during the tribulation period. I'm telling you, if you had an opportunity this side of the rapture and you reject Jesus Christ, there is no hope for you. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 says that God will send a strong delusion, and they will believe a lie, and they will be damned because they received not the truth. They heard the truth of the gospel, and they said no. So when Jesus comes and you rejected Jesus as Savior, there's no hope for you. That's why the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Amen. Call upon him while he's near, while he may be found. Come to him today. Our Father, we love you. We thank you for your word. Lord, for the truth of Scripture, Lord, we see what's coming ahead, and I thank you, Lord, that you're keeping us safe. But Lord, there's a multitude of people that know you're not a Savior. Lord, may we get busy sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ with others, Lord, that they won't have to go through this. Lord, bless our morning worship. May you be pleased with all that takes place here. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. The Inspirations will be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. and again Sunday evening at 6 p.m. You won't want to miss it. A wonderful time of singing and a great message. That's this Sunday, February 20th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.